Welcome to episode 73 of the Big Picture Podcast. I'm your host, Bidemi Ologunde. In this episode, I'll be talking about how Canada's military took advantage of the COVID pandemic to test propaganda techniques on Canadians. Thank you for your time. Let's get to it. So to start with, on Tuesday, May 11, 2021, the Ottawa Citizen, a newspaper, published an article about how Canadian military intelligence officers compiled data on Ontario's Black Lives Matter movement as part of the military's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Social justice activists in Canada reacted to that news, saying that there was no reason whatsoever for such scrutiny of the organization's peaceful efforts to raise awareness about racial injustice. They further raised questions about whether the military's activities were even legal. So we now know that that particular operation was overseen by the Canadian Joint Operations Command, also known as CJOC, which directs similar missions within Canada and worldwide. The report on the BLM movement was included among the information that was collected as the military worked in long-term care homes in Ontario during the pandemic. So the team examined social media accounts to understand how the BLM movement organized its protests in Canada and also identify the major actors supporting the organization. According to the intelligence report published back in June 2020, protests for social reform after the police-involved deaths of George Floyd in Minnesota and Regis Kochinski Packett in Toronto continue to gain traction in Ontario. Ontario is a province in Canada. So the intelligence officers noted that there were BLM chapters in Toronto and Waterloo. They produced a timeline of some of the 25 demonstrations in the province of Ontario. And one section in the BLM report titled Hostile Foreign Actors is completely redacted for national security reasons. So in a statement, the Department of National Defense, the DND in Canada, noted that the information was collected to increase the Canadian forces' understanding of the local environment as the military prepared to work in long-term care facilities during the pandemic. Military intelligence officers noted that the prominent actors supporting the BLM movement included anti-capitalism and social justice organizations, anti-racism groups, particularly from the Indigenous community, and also labor unions, such as the Public Service Alliance of Canada. The Intel report also noted that the prominent actors included celebrities, particularly Korean pop stars, and politicians at all levels, all the way to the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. So 2 months before the BLM report was completed, Lieutenant General Mike Rouleau, the head of the CJOC at the time, had issued a plan outlining the use of propaganda techniques against Canadians during the pandemic. However, that plan was later rescinded because of concerns that it had gone too far. So I'll be talking more about this plan later in the episode. In addition, the Ottawa Citizen also reported last year that a Canadian military intelligence unit monitored and collected information from people's social media accounts in the province of Ontario, claiming that such data mining was needed to help troops who were working in long-term care homes during the pandemic. Negative comments made by the public about Ontario Premier Doug Ford's government were also collected by the military. The Canadian forces maintained that there was nothing wrong with that initiative, since the information collected was from Ontario residents' publicly available websites and social media accounts. So basically they were saying they didn't do anything wrong because all of this information was already available publicly. It's not like they broke into someone's private account or whatever to collect those information. So this leads to what I'm actually planning to talk about in this episode. So a recent report revealed that Canada's military took advantage of the COVID pandemic to test its propaganda techniques on Canadians. The propaganda plan was developed and used back in April of 2020, even though Canadian forces had previously acknowledged that, quote, information operations and targeting policies and doctrines are aimed at adversaries and have a limited application in a domestic concept, end quote. Furthermore, The Canadian government did not approve or even know about the military's propaganda attacks. Still, Canada's military command did not believe that they needed the approval of the Canadian government to do it. The plan devised by the Canadian Joint Operations Command, like I said, CJOC, relied on propaganda techniques similar to those used during the Afghanistan war. The campaign called for shaping and exploiting information. The CJOC claimed that the information operation scheme was needed to head off civil disobedience by Canadians during the coronavirus pandemic and reinforce government messages about the pandemic. Lieutenant General Mike Rouleau, the former head of the CJOC, headed the propaganda operation that started on Wednesday, April 8, 2020. Still, it wasn't shut down until Saturday, May 2nd, 2020, following direct orders from the former Canadian Chief of Defence Staff, General John Vance, after several of his advisors questioned the legality and ethics behind the plan. General Vance also brought in retired Major General Daniel Gosling to conduct a report on the operations. So Major General Gosling presented his findings on Wednesday, December 2nd, 2020, and his report had been unavailable to the public until Canadian journalists obtained it through a Freedom of Information request. In his report, Major General Gosling noted Rear Admiral Brian Santapia's comments regarding the operation. Quote, "This is really a learning opportunity for all of us and a chance to start getting information operations into our CAF-DND routine." So CAF-DND is basically Canadian Armed Forces - Department of National Defense routine. The information also noted that many officers at the CJOC supported the program rather than simply propaganda specialists, and that support was clearly a mindset that permeated the thinking at many levels of CJOC. So a quick sidebar. Back in July 2020, General Vance, the former Chief of Defense Staff, announced his retirement, saying he would continue to serve in his role until the replacement was chosen. In December of 2020, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau appointed Vice Admiral Art MacDonald to replace General Vance in January of 2021. However, we now know that in February of this year, reports surfaced that General Vance was caught in a scandal alleging that he had engaged in sexual misconduct with female subordinates while in command as the Chief of Defense Staff. One woman alleged that she had a secret relationship with General Vance for 20 years and that he fathered two of her eight children. A few months later, in July of 2021, General Vance was formally charged in the civilian legal system with obstruction of justice after he allegedly told the woman to lie to investigators. So the public reporting of the propaganda operation came just months after it was revealed that Canadian military intelligence was monitoring the BLM movement, including the social media accounts of BLM protesters, while making claims that it did so as part of its response to the COVID pandemic. The Department of National Defense later claimed that the intelligence gathering was related to the deployment of the military in long-term care homes during the pandemic as part of Operation Laser. In early September of this year, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau stated that it would get tougher on those protesting COVID vaccine mandates outside hospitals and other health centers, saying it would criminalize such protests. So there is an ongoing debate inside the National Defense Headquarters in Ottawa about using information operation techniques. Some public affairs officers, intel specialists, and senior planners want to expand the scope of such methods in Canada to better control and shape the government information that the public receives. However, others inside the headquarters worry that such operations could lead to abuses, including having military staff intentionally mislead the Canadian public or take measures to target opposition members of parliament or those who criticize government or military policy. Furthermore, military propaganda training and initiatives within Canada over the last year have also proved to be quite controversial. So in October of last year, several sources reported that the Canadian military set up a propaganda office to shape people's opinions and beliefs. In addition, it was revealed that Canadian forces spent over $1 million to train public affairs officers on behavior modification techniques of the same sort used by EMIC Consulting Limited, which is the parent firm of Cambridge Analytica. So Cambridge Analytica was implicated in a 2016 data mining scandal that allegedly manipulated Facebook users to vote for former US President Trump in the 2016 US presidential election. In September 2020, Canadian forces had to launch an investigation when military information operations staff forged a letter from the Nova Scotia government warning about wolves on the loose in a particular region of that province. So Nova Scotia is also another province in Canada. So the letter was inadvertently distributed to residents, prompting panicked calls to Nova Scotia officials who were unaware that the Canadian military was behind that deception. The investigation determined that the military reservists conducting the operation lacked formal training and the policies governing the use of propaganda techniques were not well understood by the soldiers. The initiative, which was overseen by Brigadier General J. Jansen, was part of a shift at National Defense Headquarters to what was dubbed the weaponization of public affairs. That initiative to change military public affairs strategy was abruptly shut down in November 2020 after the Ottawa Citizen revealed its details. In response, Brigadier General Jansen sent a message to public affairs officers that, quote, "these efforts were on the leading edge and we were exploring uncharted territory. Unfortunately, innovation is sometimes prone to being misunderstood." However, a military investigation determined that what the Canadian Forces' public affairs leadership was doing was incompatible with the Government of Canada communications policy and the mission and principles of public affairs. Nevertheless, none of the public affairs leadership was disciplined for their actions. The Canadian military plans to bring in new training and more explicit directives to ensure that Canadians are not targeted in future propaganda attempts in response to the various investigations. So recently, Canada's acting Chief of Defense Staff, General Wayne Eyre, and the Department of National Defense Deputy Minister, Jody Thomas, acknowledged that various propaganda initiatives had gotten out of control in an internal document. According to a statement signed by both Ms. Thomas and General Eyre, which was dated Wednesday, June 9, 2021, quote, "errors conducted during domestic operations and training and sometimes insular mindsets at various echelons have eroded public confidence in the institution. This included the conduct of information operations on a domestic operation without explicit CDS/DM direction or authority to do so, as well as the unsanctioned production of reports that appeared to be aimed at monitoring the activities of Canadians," end quote. So CDS/DM refers to the Chief of Defense Staff and the Defense Ministry. So to wrap up, this story shows the clash between government agencies trying to stay ahead of information operations while balancing security and privacy considerations. We have countries like Russia and China who are already masters in this domain, but then there are stark differences between those countries' government structure and regime type and Western countries like Canada in this case. It will be interesting to see how all this play out, not just in Canada, but also in other countries who are closely observing how Canada is going about this. So that's all I have for this episode of the Big Picture Podcast. The production, editing, fact-checking, audio engineering, and graphic design were done by yours truly, Bidemi Ologunde. Please join me again on the next episode as I continue with a deep dive on cybersecurity topics, news, events, and incidents, and the lessons we can all learn from them for robust cyber threat intelligence and awareness in our daily lives. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review the Big Picture Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Pandora, TuneIn Radio, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Also, please share the show with anyone you think might benefit from it. For questions, comments, or any suggestions, please send an email to bidemi@thebigpicture.com. You can also get in touch on Twitter @bigpicture, as well as on the Clubhouse app @bid. P Please remember to leave a review for the podcast if your platform allows you to do so. Thank you for your time. See you on the next episode. Bye for now.